Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Tes Zayin. And we begin 5 lines from the top with Toshma. Now, we remind ourselves of the machlokas that we had yesterday between Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, as to what is the status when you're 50-50, when you have a wall that has a certain amount of wall and a certain amount of space. And when you're 50-50, the Omeid and the Parutz are the same, to use the terminology of the Gemara. The Omeid is the wall, the Parutz is the space, and they're 50-50. So can that count or not? We know when the wall is more than the space, so then it's okay. We know when the space is more than the wall, it's a problem. If it's 50-50, Rav Papa said that's fine, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehoshua said it's no good. So we're trying to bring Rayas to one or the other of these two shitas, so we continue in that venue. Now, on the 5th line from the top, Tez Zayin Omer Aleph Toshma, we bring down the following braisa. Nim says, Ata Omer, Shalosh Midos B'Mechitzos. Now, this is a Tosefta that we have in Kilayim, which deals with the laws of partitions in terms of separating a vineyard from vegetables, which, of course, would be Kilayim. There has to be a certain distance in between them, or if you have a Mechitz in between them, even though the roots are going to intermingle under the ground, a Mechitz allows it to be good. So this Brisa continues discussing this subject in the middle of a discussion, so we're just going to pick up, obviously, where the Brisa here is, but this is already started elsewhere in the Brisa discussing some of the laws of Mechitzos. So it turns out the Brisa says, Nimtzes, Ato Mesholosh Midos Mechitzos. Bottom line is, there are 3 dinim when it comes to Mechitzos that are important in terms of Kilayim, separating a vineyard from vegetables that are applicable by Kilayim, and by the way, those same halachas apply in regards to making a mechitz in Hilchos Shabbos. So, number one, kol shu pachus mishlosha. If you're dealing over here with a wall, a mechitza, that is less than 3 tvachim, again, it's masculine, shlosha, so it means tvachim. So, if you're dealing with a wall that is less than 3 tvachim, so you want to make sure that you have a kosher wall in between the kilayim, so it's not a problem of kilayim. You can't have 3 tvachim in between this piece of wall that's less than 3 tvachim, or the next piece of wall that's less than 3 tvachim, because otherwise you're going to have, without lavud, you're going to have a space that's longer, more than 3 tvachim, 3 or more tvachim in between them. It's going to make it no good. Why? If you have 3 tvachim space, kadesh lo yizdakir hagdi bivas rosh, so a goat can't get through. Now, these are talking about vertical poles, so you're dealing over here with the goat being able to squeeze through in between these vertical posts. And you can see beautiful diagrams of this, if you can't picture this well, in the illustrated Gemara. You see the diagrams as well in the Pirush Chai, but the illustrated Gemara is very clear on all of these diagrams. I suggest people refer to them for all the diagrams in today's shir. So, in this situation, when you have the actual wall that's less than 3 tvachim, it's totally overshadowed by the space that's 3 tvachim or more, which a goat can get through, and this will not be good. That's the first rule. Second rule, kol shu gimel, if it is gimel tvachim, here it means, even though it says gimel, it means tvachim, shlosha tvachim. So, in this situation, if you have 3 tvachim, umi gimel ad dalet, and you have a partition, a wall, that is 3, 2, 4 tvachim. So if it's between 3 and 4 tvachim, so then, tzorech shlo yehei bein zeh lezeh kimlo. Here, if you had just 3 tvachim in between, it wouldn't be a problem. But you have to make sure that you don't have the same space, kimloo, as you have walls. So let's say the wall is 3.5 tvachim. If the space is 3.5 tvachim, it's going to be a problem. And this will be ultimately a question on Rav Papa, who says that it's not a problem if it's the same size. Here it seems to be. If it's kimloo, it's going to be a problem. We have to finish reading the Braisa, but this is one of the places we have a question on Rav Papa. The reason why it can't be the same size, kadesh lo yehei parutz ki omeid, that the parutz, the space, shouldn't be the same size as the omeid, implying that that's no good. And this will be a kasha on Rav Papa. We continue reading the Braisa. V'maya parutz merubal omeid, if the space was greater than the omeid, so then, not only is that not a good mechitz at all, but af kinegida omeid aser, even the part where you have the wall, even there, which you would have said, well, there's a wall here, so this mechitz should work, but the fact that you have open spaces that are larger than that, it nullifies the wall, and it's as if there's no wall there. This would be true for kilayim, and this would be true for mechitz as well, for Hilchos Shabbos. Now, the third category is, koshu dalid, if it's 4 tvachim, each piece of the wall, each segment of the wall, and from Dalet Tvachim at Eser Amos, up to 10 Amos. So here, dealing with the mechitzas between 4 Tvachim and 10 Amos, in this situation, the Braisa says, Sar Shalyeh Bein Zeh Lezeh Kimlo. You can't have a space in between that is, again, equal size. If it's 50-50, so you have a 6 Amos wall, so the space is 6 Amos, it's going to be a problem. Why? If it's in this situation, Shaloyeh Parutz Kaomet. You can't have the space the same size as the Omet. Again, this would be a kasha on Rav Papa. He says 50-50 is okay. And in addition, it says, in this situation where you have the space is greater than the wall, here, in this situation, since the walls are at least 4 tfachim, so now, kineged omid is mutter. The wall is a wall. You can't say the wall is nullified in this situation, but kineged aparutz is also, but certainly by the space, there is no wall, halachically or factually, and therefore it is a problem of kilayim, or in Hilchos Shabbos, it would be a problem in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, "Im hoya omed merubala parutz." We said if the wall is greater than the parutz, so then af kineged parutz mutter. Then, even against the space, it's considered a separation, both for hilchos kilayim and for hilchos mechitza. Nifritza biyosim eser osur. And if it's more than eser, eser is feminine, so it's amos. So if you have a breach that's ever more than 10 amos, we know that that is not considered a good wall. Finally, the Mishnah, the Braisa concludes there, Hayusham Konim Hadokronim. We had this the other day. These are like tapered types of posts. So they go into the ground, and then they are spaced away from each other. And if you connect them, Ba'osalem Peyo Milamala, if you go and connect them with some sort of a branch on the top, we had this discussion last week. So therefore, Afilu Biyosim Yeser Mutter. Here, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. You have the two vertical posts and you have the horizontal vine or the wire. So in this situation, this is a Tzuras HaPesach and that can even cover a space of more than 10 amos the way we paskin. Now, this is the Braisa. Now we get to the question for the Braisa. Ketani Mi, as I already pointed out before, Reisha, in the first part it said, Mi Gimel V'Adalid, if you have a wall that is between 3 and 4 tfachim, ubilvad shloyeh bein zeh lezeh kimlo. We said you can't have a 50% space, 50-50. It can't be equal to the wall. If it's less than the wall, so then the wall will overshadow the space. If the space is more than the wall, so we said it nullifies the wall. But if it's 50-50, we said it's also no good. Ubilvad shloyeh bein zeh lezeh kimlo. So tiyuf to the Rav Papa. Rav Papa said 50-50 is good. So this Bryce says, Akashan Rav Papa. How would Rav Papa respond? Amalach Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no. What does it mean when it said that it's 50-50? It didn't mean 50-50. My milo, the same amount. It meant nichnas v'yotze. It meant that this wall was able to be fit through this space. In other words, the space is 51 and the wall is 49. Oh, everybody agrees. If it's 51-49, so then it will nullify it and make it not there. But if it's 50-50, Rav Papa would say it's perfectly fine. And the Gemara says, you know, Taka, this isn't just a doichak teretz for Rav Papa. Hochanami mistavra. This teretz actually makes a lot of sense. Why is that? Midiktani, look at the wording in the Braisa. It said, im haya parutz meruba ala omeid. It then says, if the space is larger than the wall, in that situation, af kineged omeid is usur. Then the wall is nullified, because the wall is less than 4 tfachim in this scenario. So the wall is actually nullified if the space is greater than it. But the implication is, ha ke omeid, if it was 50-50, if the space was the same size as the wall, it would be mutter against the wall. In other words, it wouldn't be nullified. Shema mina, that 50-50 is good. So we have a raya here to Rav Papa, not a kasha on Rav Papa. Again, with the way that Rav Papa understood it. So Gemara says, well, if it's a riot to Rav Papa, lematevet yufta the Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said 50-50 is no good. But now that we said it's actually a riot to Rav Papa, that 50-50 is good, it becomes a kasha to yufta to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So how would he respond to this? So Amalach, so Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua would say, we have both of us a problem over here. Ul taimech, even according to you, emasefa, keep on reading. It says, im haya omeid meruba ala parutz, if the wall is greater than the space, so then af kineged aparutz mutter. So then even against the space, there's no problem of kilayim. It's right next to it. But since halachically it's considered filled in, so therefore it is allowed. Now, that implies only if the omed is greater than the parutz. Implication being, ha kib parutz, if it's 50-50, it's aser. So again, this supports me. The other part supports Rav Papa. So both of us have a problem. So Mor says, say for kasha Rav Papa, and reisha kasha Rav Huda b'Rav Yeshua. Neither of them fits in with this brisa. So what's going on? So Gemara is going to reconcile it according to both of them. Number one, seifa l'Rav Papa lo kasha. The seifa according to Rav Papa is not a kasha. You know why? I did the ton of reisha, parutz, merub, al omed. The parallelism, since the reisha have to say the case of the space being more than the wall, so then it kept it parallel, even though it didn't mean it, ton of seifa, omed, merub, al parutz. So the implication of the seifa can't be used. It only kept it that it was in the reisha, parutz, merub, al omed, omed, the breach, the space is greater than the omed, and therefore the implication of 50-50 is that it's good. So in the sefer, it just kept that same terminology, but you can't learn the implication that 50-50 is no good. So that's how Rav Papa would reconcile both parts. Reisha, Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, Lo Kasha. Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua would answer it the exact opposite way. He said, since the sefer had to give me the situation, I did the boy, Limis, the sefer, Omed Merub al Haparetz, if the wall is more than the breach, so then it's okay, implication being that 50-50 is no good. So since the Seifa had to say that, so that's why the ratio also kept for parallelism, Tana Reisha parts Merub al Omed, but it doesn't mean the implication of 50-50 being good. So each of them, Rav Papa respectively, and Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, will learn both of them, one being an implication that you can learn from, the other one is there for parallelism. Mark continues and says, keep on reading the Braisa. Bishlom al Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, Mishum Hachi lo Ariv Luhu Vitani Luhu. We can understand, according to Rav Papa, why it didn't combine the first two cases. Because the first case, according to Rav Papa, is dealing with Pachus Mishlosha Tvachim, that's against a breach of three Tvachim. So that's why it's no good. And the second part, where you're dealing with three Tvachim and three Tvachim, it's good. So that's why you couldn't combine the first two, according to Rav Papa. Hello, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Liarvinu Lisninu. According to Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, the same din is going to apply in both of them. The 50-50 case is no good, so then it's no good in the first case, and it's no good in the second case. So why just list them all together? Anything on the fourth Fachim is no good. Koshu, Pachos, Mishlosha, Ushlosha, Tsar, Shloye, Bein, Zelazer, Shlosha. He could have just listed them all together and saying, any time that you have either less than three or exactly three, you have to have, in this situation, no space in between them. That's three tvachim. So why didn't you list them together? Shmuel says, you know why? Because the reason why it's no good is different. Mishum delo dame psula de reishal psula de seifa. The reason why it's no good is not the same. You're right. The outcome, they're both no good. But psula de reisha, the reason why the reisha is no good is kadesh lo yizdakir agdib vasachas. Because in that situation, the goat could get in because it's too small for lovud. But Psula the Seifa, the second part, called the Seifa over here, Shaloye Paritz Kiyomet, because it can't be 50-50. So it's two different reasons. One is because of a Lavid problem, the other one is because of Paritz Kiyomet. 50-50 is no good. So that's why, even according to Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, even though the outcome is the same, it listed them separately. Now, by the way, the Gemara says, Pachus Mishlosha, when you have less than three Tvachim, so whose opinion is this? Mani. That said, that if you have the first part of the Braisa, we said, if you have the walls that are less than three Tvachim, so they have to be within three Tvachim of each other. So this goes according to the opinion of Lavud, according to the Chachamim. The Amri Pachas Mishlosha Amrinim Lavud. However, implication being, Shlosha Lo Amrinim Lavud. If there is a three Tvachim or more space, then you don't say Lavud. But then, keep on reading, Ema Seifa. In the Braisa it said, Koshu Shlosha Umishlosha V'Adarba, the next part of this brisa, part number two, was dealing with between three and up to, but not including four tvachim. And that goes according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. As we turn to the Amud Beis, also the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amar, Pachos Me'arba Lovud, that if it's less than four, it still has the ability to be Lovud, not less than three, but less than four. Because the Ibi Rabbanu, and if you're dealing with the opinion of the Chacham, that Lovud goes up to three, Mishlosh of Yadarba, so then there should be no difference in this din. Why is it telling me three tvachim v'ad arba? It should just say above three tvachim. You wouldn't need to separate out section number two from section number three. They all should have the same din. So Amar Abaye says no. V'dereisha Rabbanon, since section number one is clearly the Rabbanon, because that deals with three tvachim. So say for Nami Rabbanon. So the second part is also the Rabbanon. Umod Rabbanan, the call Mishra Kenegda. The Mor is telling us, the Bryce is telling us, the Chum agree that if you have planting that is opposite the wall itself, so then Iika Mekomarba Choshiv, Vilo Lo Choshiv. Here's the difference, that if you're against a wall that is less than four tvachim, so then it's no good if that wall is nullified by the space. But if it's against a wall of arba tvachim, which is significant in and of itself, it can't be nullified, and therefore you'd be allowed to plant next to it, even though you can't plant next to the spaces. So this is not a lavud question. This is a question that if you don't have dalet tvachim, it's not considered a significant wall and can be nullified under the right circumstances when you have more space than you have wall. But once you hit four tvachim, it's considered a valid wall no matter what. And at least against that wall of four tvachim, there's no kilayim issue. That's teretz number one from Abaye. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava mar, midasefer Rava Shimon Gamliel. Ah! This goes according to the idea that four tvachim is lavud, up to four tvachim is lavud. So Rava says, me to say for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so it must be that the reisha is nami Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now the reisha is talking about less than three tvachim, so why would that be? The chiyama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, amrinon lavud. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that there's a din of lavud, hani mili lamala, we had this the other day. You only have a din of four tvachim, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, above the ground, not from the ground to four tvachim, because then a gedi can come through. But if you're dealing with lavud, once you have the bottom part filled in, so then in the upper part of the mechitza of the wall, so then lavud is four. So hani mili lamala, only when you're dealing above the bottom part do we get into a sheet of four defining lavud. Avolamata, from the ground up, he also agrees, the goats can get in under three tvachim, and therefore, lo amrinan lavud, his din of lavud doesn't apply on the bottom. He agrees that the bottom, the din is three. It's only in the middle or in the top part that the din of lavud is four. So this braisa can be reconciled both according to Rapapa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, and it can be reconciled according to the Rabbanon, as well as the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gemara now says, Toshma, try again. Defanos halalu, we had this braisa previously, where we said that if you have the wall of a house, defanos halalu, shirubam pisachim v'chalonos, that it's mostly made up of doorways and windows, it's mutter, it counts as a wall. However, ubavad, sheyehe omed meruba alaparos, there has to be more wall than there are open spaces in this wall. Now, the braisa said that there are Ruban psachim v'chalonos. It's mostly, this wall is made up of mostly of doorways and windows. So Gemara says, really? Sheruban salkadaitach? How could it be that most of it is doorways and windows, which wouldn't count as wall, if that's the majority? So you said at the end of this, Umavachi omed ruval parits. You need more wall than windows and doorways. So how could that work? You can't have it both. You can't say it's mostly windows and doorways, but there's mostly wall. Someone says, you're right. El shariba behem psachim v'chalonos. Even if there are a lot of windows and doorways, it still is permissible. However, the total amount, uvavach, hey, omeid meruba ala parts, as long as there still is more wall than windows and doorways, you're okay. Now, that implies habit parutz aser. If it was 50-50, it would be aser. Kasha against Rav Papa, tiyufta de Rav Papa. Tiyufta, we slug up Rav Papa. Rav Papa can't go against his braisa. His braisa, there's no way to understand like Rav Papa. So it's a tiyufta against Rav Papa. And then the Gemara says a very problematic statement. However, the hilchos hakavasi the Rav Papa, but we pass it like Rav Papa. Obviously, if we just had a tiyufta against Rav Papa, why would we possibly pass it like Rav Papa? The Gemara says tiyufta, the hilchosa. You tell me that we slug him up, and then you say, but we pass it like him. So we had this the other day. The Gemara says, yeah, we do this. Why? We show the daiko masdis and kavase, because our Mishnah is a raya to Rav Papa. Did not we learned in our very Mishnah? We had this the other day where we said lo yu pratzos yiseros ala binyan. We said that you have to make sure that you don't have more pirtsa than you do binyan. But that implied if it was 50-50, ha ka binyan. Mutter, if it was 50-50, it would be good. Ah, that's exactly Rav Papa's opinion. So this is a machlokes tanoim, our Mishnah against the Braisa. Rav Papa holds like our Mishnah, the Braisa holds against Rav Papa. Rav Papa is fine. He has our Mishnah, so therefore the Gemara can say, even though that Braisa is a Kasha on Rav Papa, Rav Papa has Tanaic support in our Mishnah. And therefore, even though there's a Tiyufta from the Braisa, so the Braisa argues with the Mishnah. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Mishnah, therefore we paskin like Rav Papa. Next Mishnah. Mekifin Shalosha Chavolim Zelamalam Izet, Vizelamalam Izet. Here we're talking about people, as we'll see, that are on a caravan and they're encamping Erev Shabbos and they want to go and set up a mechitza around them like we discussed in yesterday's shir. So what do you do in this situation? They can put up ropes. That's the chavalim that we're talking about over here. Rashi explains, Ashayara Shechonso Bebikokoi. We're talking about the caravan that stops Erev Shabbos in the valley, and they put up these ropes, Al Gabe Yesodos. They put them up on these posts that are going around this enclosure. And each rope will be higher up than the other rope below it. So you basically have a level horizontal, another level horizontal, and then another level horizontal, and those are the ropes. So how do you do this to make it a kosher mechitza? We know mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall, and using the principle of lavud, what you do is you take three ropes, each one a little bit higher than the other one. So you have the first level A, then the second level B, and the third level C. Ubuvad shalayu bein chevel l'chaveiro shlosha tvachim. You have to make sure that each rope is at least within three tvachim of the ground. Rashi points that out as well. And three tvachim of each other rope. So level A is going to be 2.9 tvachim off the ground. Level B is going to be 2.9 tvachim above that. And level C will be 2.9 tvachim above that. So you add up these 3 times 2.9, so you basically get 8.7. Again, these numbers aren't exact, but they're illustrative. And now, as long as you have shir chavolim, now the girsa that we have is ve'ovion, but on the side it brings down that the correct girsa should be just ovion, and this is the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, and the Yerushalmi, and the Rif, they all have it as ovion. So what it means is the ropes themselves, the space that the ropes take up altogether is yasser al tefach, has to be a little bit more than a tefach. In my case, since the space is 8.7, so the ropes, the three ropes altogether combined, have to be 1.3. And in this way, the total height of this mechitza, kidei shiyeh hakol asara tefachim. So this way, the height is going to be 10 tefachim. That's a perfectly good mechitza. And this way, an encampment can be made for these people that are traveling by just sticking a bunch of posts in the ground and then connecting them with these three ropes, and this will be a perfectly good mechitza. Again, you see sometimes people have canvas sukkahs, and the concern with the canvas sukkah is that it blows in the wind. It may not be a valid wall, so they put up these three either ropes or bars that function really as the wall, and they only have to do it up till 10 tefachim, because above 10 tefachim, we're not concerned. So you, in this situation, are relying upon this, for example, for certain types of sukkahs. In any event, this is a perfectly good way for them, for the shayara, to make an enclosure for them to go and carry in. Alternatively, mekifim b'kanim, they could put up just vertical posts, and as long as each vertical post is close enough to the next vertical post, within lavud distance, it's 2.9 away, or less, there can't be three tvachim in between them. As long as it's less than three tvachim, the principle of lavud will allow you to fill in all these vertical posts as if it was a solid fence. So that's the second way you can do this, either with horizontal or with vertical. You only need one, you don't need both. That's what our Tana of our Mishnah says. Now, our Mishnah continues and says, this is talking about Bishayara Dibru. We're talking here only about an emergency type of situation with the caravan of people that stuck out there in the Bikah, Erev Shabbos, and wouldn't be able to carry. Divrei Rav Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rav Yehuda explaining our Mishnah. The Chacham disagree, though. The Chacham Omrim, no, lo Dibru Bishayara Ela Behoveh. It's not only a din for a Shayara. This applies for anybody. However, the reason why they said Shayara, because that's the common situation. They gave an example. Who would do this? In your house, you put a fence up. You don't just put in poles. So, therefore, the common scenario where this would be done would be with the caravan. But it works as well, behove it. It works as well for anybody. It doesn't have to be people on a caravan. Then the Mishnah says, Kol mechitza she'eno shel shesi, v'shel eirev, eino mechitza. Then we have a more machmir opinion that says, you can't rely upon just horizontal or just vertical. You need both horizontal and vertical to make a regular mechitza. And whose opinion is this? Rav Yehuda's son, Rav Yossi, divrei Rav Yossi, v'Rav Yehuda. But the Chacham argue with him as well. Echod mishnei dvarim. They say, no, you need to need shesi, or you need eirev, but you don't need both. Now, this Chachamim sounds an awful lot like the first Chachamim that we had, and the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between the two Chachamim? And we'll see a slight difference between the two of them. Gemara starts off and says, "Amar Rav Amnuna, Amar Rav." Rav Amnuna says the name of Rav. Hari Amru, Chazal taught us, Omeid Meruba Alaparot. So if you have more wall than you have space, Bishesi, when you're dealing with the vertical components of the wall, heavy Omeid, that is considered a valid wall. Now, Rashi explains, Afa Gav Deiko Pirtsos, even though you have breaches, even though you have spaces, Kidit Nanleel, as we already learned, Below you Pirtsos Yeseros Al Havinyan. As long as the spaces aren't more than the wall, it's perfectly good. And he says, V'stam kli behema shosesihu, and the normal kalim of the behema that you're putting down are vertical components to them. Sha'omed agabi akarka, they're standing up on the ground. So he says, as long as you have more wall than space, it's perfectly good. Now, that's what Rav Amnuna said in the name of Rav in regards to the vertical components. Boy, Rav Amnuna asked the following shiloh, be'eriv mai, what about the horizontal components? Can we apply this principle for the horizontal components as well? And we'll see, we need lovud here, and let's understand the question as follows. Rav Amnuna is asking, can you do this by the horizontal wall? Amr Abaye, Abaye is going to explain this by the following. Toshma, our Mishnah says, Shir Chavolim, and again we have the Gisa the Ovion, but it means their thickness. So we said Yasser al Tefach. We had in my case, again, 8.7, 2.9, 2.9, 2.9, and the ropes have to be, therefore, a little bit more than a Tefach, and that's the only way that our Mishnah said it's good. Shehayu Hakol Asor Tefachim. In this way, you'll have 10 Tefachim. Now, if, in fact, Rav Amnuna's question is going to be answered that you can use the same principle of Omeid, Meruba la Paritz, would be fine by the horizontal component, by the Erev as well. So then, Lo Moli Yoser al Tefach. Then why would I need so much rope that it has to be the rope 1.3? You know what I could do? Liyavid Pachos Mishlosha V'chevel Mashu. Have the first gun come up to be 2.9, and then a minuscule amount of rope. Then the next one, Pachos Mishlosha V'chevel Mashu. And have the next one come up a minimal amount, and then a mashu rope. So now you have basically 2.9 and 2.9, and that adds up to 5.8, and you have 0.1. So it's 5.9 in total. And now you then have all the way up to 10, so 5.9, you can have 4, essentially, to go to 9.9, and pachos me'arba v'chevel mashu, and the little 0.1 of the rope. So in this situation, it reaches a total height of 10, and you have a lovewood wall of 2.9, a lovewood wall of 2.9, and a non-lovewood wall. It's no good, it's more than 3, but it's still less than the total wall because you have 5.8, the 2.9 and 2.9 is 5.8, and you have 4 of the breach. So therefore, you have more wall than breach. So if Rav Amnuna is right, so then why did our Mishnah say the way it said it? Gemara says, that's not right. V'tizbra, how could you possibly understand the way Abai is talking about? Hai pachos mi'arba, hechi mokim le. Exactly tell me which wall over here would you be dealing with that would have the 4 tefach space that you're talking about. I mokim lo tatoi, if you want to say that the bottom was 4 tefachim until you got the first rope, so then, havalekim chitza shakidim bogabo. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel said that's no good, so the goats can get through, so that's not considered a good wall. Okay, so put it at the top. Imokim le'iloi, if you're going to put the 4 on the top, so then you have a problem. Because osi aviro dahai gisa, u dahai gisa muvatale. You have a space above this top area that is the open air above it. And then you have the rope, and then you have the space below it. So that would nullify it. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to have it at the top. So you can't have it at the bottom. You can't have the 4 at the top. So the only other choice is to have 4 in the middle. So, imokim lebi mitzoi, and you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll, and you can see diagrams of this in the Perush Chai, as well as the illustrated Gemaras. I think the illustrated Gemaras are the easiest ones to see. In any event, imokim lebi mitzoi, if you have the middle, the 4 tefach in the middle space, so then habi le'omid meruba laparitz mishtei ruchos. So then, what you have is, you have 3 above it because of lavud, the 3 below it because of lavud, that's 6, and you're going to have the space of 4, so while 3 is less than 4, and 3 is less than 4, 6 is more than 4. So in this situation, as long as you have Ome Nurubal Aparts Mishtei Ruchos, it works on both sides, it should be good. Shamas Mino, therefore we should be able to learn from this, if Abaye was right, Shamas Mino, Ome Nurubal Aparts Mishtei Ruchos is good, heavy Ome. But that's not true, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that if you have Ome Nurubal Aparts Mishtei Ruchos, it's no good. So therefore, Abaye is not right. So the Gemara says, and Abai is not right in his understanding of Rav Hamnuna. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella Rav Hamnuna, hachi komi boyle. Rav Hamnuna was asking the following shaila. Kigon, the aise machatzel is tavi zayin umashu. You have some sort of a curtain. A machatzel is a mat. And it's like a curtain that you're throwing over your top bar. And this curtain is 7.1, 7 in mashu. The chokak bo gimel. And within this curtain, you then carved out an area that is 3 tfachim. So you have over here, because of lovud, you have, this is considered a 7.1 type of a wall. The shavak bo dalit umashu. And you have left, therefore, in this curtain, in this mat, since 3 of it is carved out, but it was 7.1, so you're left with 4.1, 4 in a mashu. V'shavu bo dalut umashu. And you put this within 3 tefachim of the ground. So this is Rav Hamnuna's question. So you have lavud at the bottom part, and you have lavud within this machatzelis. Is this acceptable? And that was Rav Hamnuna's question according to this understanding. Alternatively, Rav Ashi Amar, a different understanding. Rav Hamnuna was talking about mechitza tuluya iboile. He was asking about a mechitza that's hanging in midair. What do you mean hanging in midair? Ki deboy minei Rav Tadla meirav. As Rav Tadla had asked of Rav, mechitza tuluya ma'u shetati b'churva. You have a porch, let's say, from a ruined building. So the porch is gone, but the walls of the porch are up, and they're high up in the air. So they're 10 tefachim, those walls, but they're not touching the ground. They're not within 3 tefachim of the ground. So can this mechitza function? Do we say good ochis? Do we assume the walls of this mechitza go all the way down to the ground? So that's where Rav Tadla asked Rav. And Rav responded, Omar lei, ein mechitza tluya materes el b'mayim. We had this previously. Rav said the only time the mechitza tluya is good is a cooler that the rabbis did for water. Water is so important, so they allowed this requirement that's only midrabanan to be pushed aside when you're dealing with putting a bucket, let's say, down out your window around this mechitza tluya to go get water from the lake or the river below you. But they didn't allow it for any other situation. And this was kal shehu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. It was a special kula that they had only in regards to water, but it wouldn't apply in regards to this mechitza tluya. So that was Rav Hamnuna's question. Now we quote the Mishnah. When Mishnah said, kamakifim b'konim, we said that if you use all sorts of vertical posts, as long as they're within 3 tefachim of each other, that's a perfectly good fence. And we said that this, according to Rav Yehuda, was only for a shayara, whereas the Chacham said it's also for a person, an individual, not only for caravans. Shmura says, b'shayari in, b'yachid lo. According to Rav Yehuda, it's only good for a caravan, but not for an individual person. V'atanya, but wait a second, we have a brisa where Rav Yehuda disagrees with that. Now, Rav Yehuda can't disagree with himself. In the brisa, Rav Yehuda Omer, kol mechitzos Shabbos lo itiru liyachid yosem ibeis asayim, that a vertical structure of mechitza, the way we just described it, Rav Yehuda in this brisa says is good. Okay, it can't be more than a base of sayim. Again, a base of sayim is a 50 by 100 field. So this is a large area, a base of sayim. So it can't be good beyond that, but it is good up to that. So the brisa clearly says that Rav Yehuda allows vertical posts for an individual, and our Mishnah says he doesn't allow vertical posts for an individual, only for a caravan. So there's a steer in Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, that can easily be answered. Kedamar Rav Nachman v'item Rav Bibi Barabaye. This was already asked and answered by Rav Nachman or Rav Bibi Barabaye. It says, lo nitzucha, this was talking about Ella litein lehen kol tzarkon. This kula that we brought down was only to teach us that in another situation, that we'll see in a moment what that other situation was, I'll teach them that you're allowed to give them as much space as they want, kol tzarkon. But if it's more than kol tzarkon, then you're not allowed to do this. So that will be the teretz that Rav Nachman or Rav Bibi Barabai gave in the other case, so that's the same teretz over here too. Hachanami litein lehen kol tzarkon. In the Mishnah, when Yehuda says that you're not allowed to use these vertical posts, so he's saying you're not allowed to use them for more than what they need. That you're not allowed to do. And in the Braisa, where he says you're allowed to use it, he says you can use it up to 2 beisa. You can use it up to a sosayim. So in the Mishnah, for the people in the caravan, they can even use a larger area than a beis sosayim. They can use kol tzarkon. But in the Braisa, he's talking about an individual, he can only use up to a beis sosayim. Now, where did they actually say this? Rav Nachman or Rabbi Barbaye. Hecha Idma, the Rav Nachman became Rabbi Barbaye. Where was that? Aha, Ditnan. It was on the following Mishnah. our Mishnah. Call Mechitza She'ena Shoseshi the Eir, the end of our Mishnah, it said that you require, according to Rav Yehuda's son, Rav Yosef Yehuda, you need to have a Mechitza, should be both Shesi and Eiriv, otherwise it's not a Mechitza. Call Mechitza She'ena Shoseshi the Eiriv, and a Mechitza. If it doesn't have a horizontal and a vertical component to it, it's not a Mechitza, did Rav Yosef Yehuda. Now, the Gemara says, did he really hold like that? Was Rav Yosef Yehuda so strict? We have a braisa where he seems to contradict that. It says, Echod Yochid in this braisa, an individual, V'echod Shayara, or a caravan. Lachavolim, when they're using the horizontal pose, it's perfectly good. Now, he doesn't say vertical and horizontal, it's just horizontal. And then, Ma Bein Yochid L'Shayara. So, but what is the difference between an individual and a Shayara? It's telling us both can use the horizontal alone. So Yochid knows a little base of Sayim. A Yochid can only have a base of Sayim. And even if there's two people, they're still considered Yechidim. Shnayim knows a base of Sayim. You're only allowed to have a base of Sayim as well. Only when you have Gimel. Now, if you have three people, Nasu Shayara, that's now called a caravan. The Noslem base Sheish. They can have six over here. They can have three base of Sayims. Three, two times the saw. So therefore, that is the opinion of Rav Yosef Yehuda. Now, the Chacham Omrim, no, Echad Yochid, the Echad Shayari, Noslem, called Sarkon. Here's where they said it. According to the Chachamim, whether it's an individual or a caravan, they can have as much space as they need. They're allowed to go and put in these horizontal posts as much as they need. Now, Ubavad, Shlihei, Beis Sasayim Ponoi. But they can't have an open area of a base assignment, which is what we'll explain in a moment or two, what exactly that's referring to. But what do we see? The Rav Yosef Yehuda seems to contradict himself. In our Mishnah, he says that you must have Shesi and Eiriv, it's no good. But in this Braisa, he says, no, just having horizontal is good, although there are some restrictions to it. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Vitem Rabbi Rabbi, here's where they said it, Lo Nitzucha El Litein Len Kol Tzarachon. This statement that Rav Yosef Yehuda made in our Mishnah is letting them use and put in the horizontal strings on the posts. That is good for whatever they need. In our Mishnah, it's for whatever they need. So you can't go and use these horizontal posts for more than what you need, but you are allowed to use them for what you need. And you can see this clearly in the last line in the Rashi. Hard to come Rav Yosef the Nesnisan, that Rav Yosef Yehuda said in our Mishnah, the Eino Mechitza, unless it's both horizontal and vertical, no. Eino Mechitza, L'chol Tzorachon, it's not a Mechitza for everything that they need. Avo Mechitza, He L'beis Sasayim, L'yechod U'L'beis Sheish L'Shayara. But even though they can't have all of their needs taken care of with this inferior type of a Mechitza with just the horizontal, not the horizontal and the vertical, but an individual could still use it, albeit it's just horizontal, up to a base Sasayim, and the Shayara can make it up to six of these base saw, and that is the chiddush over here, why there's no contradiction between Rav Yosef Yehuda in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Gemara continues and says, we learn, Darash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rav Nachman learned the name of Shmuel, that when we said in our Mishnah, Yochid Nosin Lo Beis Asayim, Beis Nosin Lo Hu Beis Asayim, and Gimu Nasu Sheyar V'Nosin Lo Beis Sheish, that is how we paskin, like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Gemara says, really? He left the Chachamim, and he went to take the opinion of the Das Yochid. Shavkes, he left Rabban and the Abdes Kavishos Yehuda. That doesn't make any sense. We always pass like the Rabban. So what happened? The next day, Hodr Okim Rav Nachman Amora lay. So Rav Nachman, he gathered his Amora. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, this halacha, but now he changed his mind. He said, Taki, you can't pass like the Yochid versus the Rabban. So he got his Amora. That was the way they used to have an interpreter. He would say the shir quietly, and the interpreter would say it out loud. So Okim Rav Nachman Amora Alei, he took his Amora, his interpreter, Vidoresh, and he said, Devarim Shamayati Lefnechem Toz Hen Miyodi. That which I said yesterday was wrong. I made a mistake. That's the most important statement that any Rav can make. I always point out that Rashi, first Rashi in Brachos, which mentions this, and it's 25 times in all of Shas, that Rashi says, I don't know. And it's a very important statement for people to understand. You sometimes have to say, I don't know. So Rav Nachman told everybody, that which I learned yesterday was wrong. Toz hebiyodi, I made a mistake. Baram, however, kach omru, this is the halacha. Yochid nosu lo beis asayim, an individual is allowed to make up to a beis asayim with these horizontal posts. Shnayim nosu lo beis asayim, two people can make a beis asayim, but if you have three people, now it's called a shayara, shlosha nasu shayara, v'nosu lohen kol tzarkon, and they're allowed to do whatever they want. Not like Rav Yosef Yehuda, like the Chachamim, they can do kol tzarkon. Gemara says, we turn to the Amud Aleph, Yizayin Amud Aleph, Reisha of Yosef Yehuda, the Sefer Rabbanim. So now, you seem to be following the Reisha over here when we say that one person or two people are allowed to base the Sayim, and the Sefer is like the Rabbanim that said you can do Kol Tzarkot. So what's going on? Gemara says, yeah, in. Mishum Dekoi Avua Bishitose. Here, he's no longer going against with a Das Yochid. Here, Rav Yosef Yehuda is also saying like his father. So now, the two of them, that could be the Shita that we paskin like and say that the Sefer, well, that's the Rabbanon, the Reisha could be like both Rav Yosef Yehuda and his father. Therefore, there's no problem. Mishum Dekoi Avua Bishitose. So therefore, Rav Nachman didn't have to retract this statement. According to this version, Rav Nachman could say that we paskin when it's an individual, one or two, they have only a base of sayim with this horizontal only type of a machitza. And when you have three people, a shayara, then we paskin like the chachamim, which allow you to go cold sarkon. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shir.